Hey guys, what's up? It's been a while. Not really, but season two is coming up. We're excited for you guys. Season two is on the way. Yay!
Yay!
So, okay, so that was this is me, Sam. We're going to get to know each other a little bit more throughout the season two. I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, in season one, we literally did not show ourselves. I did not show myself, but we're going to be a little bit more transparent now that we've got the show rolling. With me today, I have my wife, Allie, and my brother, Derek.
Hi.
Hi.
So they're here too. Usually only hear me talking, but they're a big part of it as well. We just wanted to come up and kind of go over a little bit of what we're going to be expecting for season two. I'll tell you right now, we don't have every episode recorded as of right now, but what do you guys think of season two so far?
How's it looking? I'm excited.
Yeah, it's looking really good, actually.
Yeah, so we have some guests that I can honestly say I did not think we would have had access to, you know, being like a local independent podcast. But, I mean, here we are. Been missing you guys. We know that we took a little bit longer than what we were hoping to take, but I'll give you guys a little bit of transparency again. I had COVID in the beginning of 2024.
Lost his streak.
Yeah, I had never had COVID.
Since it debuted.
Yeah, so it took me 4 years, actually, because I had it in February. So now I'm dating this. But we still had to come in and give you guys a little bit of a preview. One thing that I wanted to tell you guys about, this is something that we didn't do in season one. I really wasn't even sure if I wanted to do this, but we wanted to give, you know, everyone an opportunity to do this because we know that a lot of our listeners, we've gotten a lot of feedback where, like, you know, you guys really are appreciating, you know, the episodes, and we know you guys have fallen in love with what we're doing here. So we wanted to give, you know, the community an opportunity to kind of support, you know, what we're doing. So with that in mind, we did start a Patreon account. So we are on Patreon now. You know, if anyone is interested in supporting the podcast, like we always say, you know, this is our podcast as a community. And I mean, we can't get around the fact that, you know, there are expenses that come. And if you guys want, you know, to support it, and maybe you've been a guest in the past, or you are a guest, or, you know, you just enjoy listening to people in your own hood, you know, we are going to have that available to you guys where, you know, you can go in there and support us through Patreon and also on Cash App in case anybody wants to do like a one-time donation. You can, you know, donate whatever you want. You don't have to, but the option's going to be there. And that's one of the new things that season two, you know, that we're going to be, you know, bringing to you guys. Just because in season two, we're adding, you know, the podcast is getting a little bit more complex. We're having guests that are from places a little bit farther. We're adding, you know, things that were not part of season one. For example, what's one of the big things that we're going to start doing, guys?
And what people have been asking for. What's that?
Video.
Video. So we are now going to be on YouTube. And actually, as of me saying this, we've been on YouTube for a little while. But now every episode is going to be, you know, on YouTube. You're going to be able to watch us. With YouTube comes the need for a video camera. So we got one. We got a nice Sony camera.
Because you know what? Like when I started... I can't even say listening. I started watching podcasts on YouTube. Like I just came across them and that's where I first, like, I guess got into it. And then I was like, hey, I can listen to this while I drive. But at first it was mainly on YouTube. So I know a lot of people are like that too. And that's why they're like, hey, where's the video?
Yeah. And I guess to explain to you guys, the reason we weren't on YouTube from the start is because we didn't realize that this was going to blow up the way it did. It was a small, and it is still a small operation. But we've seen that, you know, a lot of you have expressed interest in watching us on YouTube and I guess in even just like getting closer to who we are. So now we're on YouTube now, the Rio Grande Podcast YouTube channel. So with that in mind, like we said, you know, if you want to go ahead and support, you know, through Patreon or through Cash App, that option is there. You know, it's the Rio Grande Podcast. I personally just want to say I'm excited for you guys to learn from the stories of our guests, because in this season we spend a little bit more time talking about the guest as a person, which we did a lot in season one as well. But I think there's going to be some gems that are going to help us realize, like, man, like, I can do that too, you know? And, we don't want to spoil things for you guys either. We want you to, you know, stay interested, but, we've got like, what kind of talent do we have on this season, guys?
People that are in the culinary world, people that are in show business, people that are writing books, like it's a wide variety of people, and
small business owners.
And a lot of this, like even this podcast, is a product of just going for it. Like you said, like a lot of these people just went for it. And like you like started this podcast by just going for it. It's like, well, how did you get that guest? Like we just asked them. And how did they get on the show? Well, they went for it and said yes. So like with both us and the guests going for it, that's how like this season two is, like, or even season one too, but like it's just becoming a thing because everybody's just going for it, like, you know, yeah. What I mean, like,
yeah, yeah, everyone is just doing it, right?
Yeah, and then it just becomes like reality, so that's cool.
Yeah, some of our guests, you've seen them or will see them on the big screen, or you know, on cable TV, you know, on streaming services. You'll have heard some of them on Spotify. We've got some musicians. We got some, you know, some singers. I know that I'm missing. Yeah, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of businesses that we're gonna be talking to, and we just wanted to basically come in and check in and tell you guys that, you know, we're still alive. Season two has been in the works. That's the thing about like recording seasons. It's like. To us, like, it's very much up and running, but we know that to you guys, it's been silent.
Right, it's like, where are they?
Yeah, where are they? And we're like, man, what do you mean, where are they? Like, you know how much work we've been doing, like, after work? Because, again, we all have our regular jobs, too. So that's another thing. If you guys are like, man, you need to get a real job, like, don't worry, we have one. Like, this is just, like, it's a whole other thing, that we're a whole other operation.
Side hustle in the making.
Yeah, in the making.
In progress.
Yeah, in progress.
What I was going to say is, like, if those people that like season one, like, you're really gonna like season two. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, the conversations that have been had at this table or wherever we've gone, like, they're really good stories. Like, and you're gonna learn a lot from them, and you might even be motivated to do something. Like, that happened to me. Like, on one of the episodes, we had a. Could I talk?
No.
About it? Okay. Well, we had one episode with this one person who did this one thing, and that. And I was like, hey, I remember doing that one thing back then, but it wasn't for like to make a living off of it.
Okay,
or anything.
Okay, what was that one thing? You can say
that. Like writing a book, a children's book to be specific. Like, this person wrote one, and she didn't know it was gonna become a thing, and it did. And then like I actually wrote one too for school, and I was like. Back then, I thought about like making it a thing, but I kind of just like, I don't know.
You just
know.
Never do it.
That's everybody. That's a lot of people do.
Everybody like, oh, I wish one day I'm going to open like a laundromat.
Yeah, and you just never do, right? Yeah. So after hearing her story, it's kind of like, dang, like that could be me. You know what I mean?
But she just did it.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
Yeah, that's true. Like she had the idea. Some time passed, and then she's like, let me do it. She finally did it. Now it's a thing.
Because at one point, you were on the same level. Like, yeah. You were even with the, I want to do this.
Yeah.
She just kept that.
A lot of people are at that level that I want to do this, but then for whatever reason, they don't end up doing it. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like, maybe I should. Not
that's
maybe.
Part of the journey, though. Because every one of our guests were at that level at some point.
Mm-hmm.
With all the rest of us. Well, I want to do this one day. Well, they actually just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I kind of feel like I'm 25% or halfway there, because like I told you, I already wrote this book.
this guy's actually writing a book. Like, he's trying to hype himself up right now.
Yes, that's what that conversation did. And like,
he just wants to be on season three.
And maybe these conversations will also inspire you to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is. I don't know, but yeah. So Yeah, you're gonna like season two.
Yeah, and I'll just call myself on. I'll call myself out on it. Part of what he's saying nicely that you know season two, you're gonna love the conversations more. Is that like I guess I got a little bit more experience that like at hosting the you know our conversations. So
yeah, that's it. It's with anything.
If you listen to season one, yeah, basically season two, you know, I'll be a little bit better. In case you guys were ever like, man, this guy doesn't know how to lead a conversation.
But it's not just. Say anything bad about season one.
Yeah, like, no, for sure.
Those were amazing conversations,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were. And you know, and the beauty is that it just gets better as it goes, right? Because, mm-hmm. yeah, season one was good already. So if you were a fan of season one, if you were a guest of season one, thank you. You know, welcome to season two. This is still only the beginning. If you're a guest on season two, thank you for your patience. You know, it's... takes a while to get everything in order. You know, we know that we recorded this in advance. So if you're one of our guests, you know, coming up, we're excited. We're looking forward to it. You know, we have our lineup, mm-hmm. and it's time to get going, right? From now on, for right now, we're gonna test Mondays. So oh, yeah, season one was
Wednesdays.
Yeah, it was Wednesdays. Our release date. Each episode was released on a Wednesday. We're going to test out the waters for Mondays because we actually did a poll and the majority wanted Monday. Or at least the majority said that they listen to podcasts the most on Mondays. So we're going to do that. Those are some of the new things. You know, we're on Patreon. We'll have our Cash App. We're going to be on YouTube. It's going to be a Monday thing now. It's still going to be a morning thing. Because the majority of us like to listen to podcasts in the morning, either at the gym or on the way to work.
Wait, going back to the Patreon, like, can you explain the tiers?
Yeah, so originally I had three tiers as far as like what you can, what you want to support us with, but and it's a monthly thing. So the way that what Patreon is it's a platform that allows you know people crowdsourcing allows people to donate. Money to whatever initiative or whatever you know entity they choose. So in this case, if you want to help us and give us like $1 a month, and you can choose, it's like $5. There's only going to be two tiers as of right now. So for example, if you want to donate $5 a month, you know you're helping us to like pay for gas to get to the guests, or you're helping us to like pay for our monthly subscriptions to the services that we use to like do the editing and all that. Of course, that's like not even including the cost of like all of our equipment and everything like that. So what it is, it's basically it's a subscription. You're supporting us monthly with whatever amount that you choose to. So like I said, for example, if it's $5, that's going to be you know a rotating cycle. It's not under contract, so you can just cancel it at any time. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for Patreon and just do it for the 1 month. But in that case, it sounds kind of like what you would rather do is Cash App. So on Cash App, you could just make a one-time donation whenever you want. And Patreon, you can find us on the website at patreon.com/TheRioGrandPodcast or on the app or however so you choose. We're going to have a link on our Instagram page, on all of our websites, all of our pages, actually.
Which is up now.
Yeah, so like on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram. We have our website as well, which is like another thing. Like we have to pay... For that website, excuse me, it's a monthly thing. So if you do want to support us that way, we really appreciate it. You know, it's really what you're doing is you're supporting your own project, right? Because like I said, this is for you guys.
Yeah, it's a way for you to be part of it.
Yeah, it's a way for you to be involved. It's your show, so you know, it's just a way for you guys to join in the fun. We're all in this together. We mean it when we say that.
That's good musical too.
Yeah.
Or one.
Yeah, we're all in this together, right? So if that's something that you'd like to do, you know, we appreciate it. Our guests appreciate it. You know, some of our guests have really benefited and have relied on the show because it helped them to get their message out there. So if you're a guest or if you're a listener who appreciated learning about one of our guests, well, that's just another way for us to, you know, continue doing this for future guests, right? Maybe in a year from now, you know, you're going to learn about somebody that, you know, sells corn on the side of the road and you're going to love their story. Well, the only way that we're going to get to that person in a year is if we have, you know, the support to continue, you know, keeping this project alive. Because of course it's you know, we you know, don't make any, you know, it's not a business per se, you know, like we're not on salary or anything like that. So we, you know, whatever you'd like to give, if you choose to, you know, it's definitely going to the right place, because you're really helping everyone grow, you know, wherever they're at in their career, you know, you're helping them get their name out there, which is really helping the Valley become, you know, more, you're helping the people of your community to get where they want to be. And that's what we're trying to do. Right. And that we just wanted to give you guys the opportunity to take part in that. It feels good. Honestly, it feels really good when we have a guest on and we see that, man, like we're giving them a platform that they did not have and they might not have had, you know, in any other way, because a lot of the other ways of like advertising or putting themselves out there is like on TV, or like it's harder to do it, or through radio where you have to pay so much money. So it's just, you know, it's a free opportunity to talk about yourself. So, you know, we think it's worth it. And we know a lot of you feel the same way. But, you know, we're just starting for a lot of this stuff. And that option is always going to be there for you. At any point, you can stop or you can start. But anyway, yeah, so we're about to get started. We don't know right now how many episodes are going to be in this season, honestly.
At least the same amount as last time.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 20s. We have had a lot more than we thought we would early on. And people have reached out to us, because that's another thing in season one. It was a lot of me going to people and getting rejected a lot. But that's okay. You know,
that's how it goes.
That's how it goes, you know. And that's no hate on anyone that said no. You know, I mean, we were unknown at that point. You know, maybe some of us would have done the same thing, right? So, I mean, there are no hard feelings. But with that in mind, if you guys are someone that I reached out to in the beginning, and you know, for whatever reason it didn't happen, let me know. You know, we can work something out. We can schedule you guys in. You know, I don't know why I said work something out. It's literally just text me and we'll get you scheduled. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And thank you guys for waiting, because it's we really appreciate the loyalty. Mm-hmm. And we've felt it already. We felt it. And really what the three of us here are the bulk, you know, of what the team is. And there's really no like real team. Like, I mean, I'm the host. My brother helps me like set everything up and work on the episode editing. But like, it's about as rinky dink as that, really.
Yeah. And it's an ever, like I said earlier or last time, like, it's something that keeps progressing and getting better. So whatever you see now, like it's going to get better as we keep going.
Yeah. We have mugs now.
So maybe, yeah, we have mugs now.
We didn't have them before. We got mugs.
But, so, I mean, like in season one, like, we were just starting, so maybe it sounded a certain way and then it got better. Season two, maybe it's going to look a certain way and maybe it's like, wait, what? Like, this is the video? But, you know, this is the first time we're doing it, so the video is going to get better too eventually. Like, so don't worry, just hang on in there.
Yeah, and we're not trying to stick to any, like, brand necessarily. We're just seeing where the Valley takes us, basically. So, like, yeah, like he was saying, you know, maybe the sounds, maybe like the vibe might change a little bit. You know, it's really about the guest each episode. Mm-hmm. So it's not like every episode can be very different, because it's not our product. It's theirs. So, you know, you might like some episodes more than others, and that's fine. I have had a lot of people say that they like true crime. So, you know,
maybe we need to get like an investigator on or something.
We'll see how that goes. Just putting that out there.
An investigator? Are you an investigator?
Just putting that out there. You guys wanted true crime, so
yeah,
we listened. Yeah, I guess that's it for now. Check us out, you know, on YouTube. Check us out on Patreon. Check us out on Instagram. Follow us if you haven't yet. It's season one, we did not say that very much, but don't forget to follow us and subscribe on YouTube. especially on YouTube, because as of right now, we have seven subscribers. Mm-hmm. And like one of them is me on my other YouTube account.
Ooh.
So I guess six. And five. I have. Oh, okay, one of them is Derek.
No, you said you had two accounts following it.
No, like I have two accounts. One of them is my other one.
Yeah, either way, follow it.
But anyway, yeah, subscribe. Follow it. Like us on Facebook. And then, you know, follow us also on whatever streaming platform you use. So like Spotify and Apple Music. Another thing, thank you guys for like the 5-star rating. We overall, we have like 50 five stars across the platforms. And that's a lot, man, because it's only been a few months of episodes that we've had. So like we know that you have been. So thank you for that. You know, we've maintained that 5-star rating. Thank you for reviewing us. You know, we didn't mention it a lot last season, but it really helps. It goes a long way in helping other people to find us. And we need your guys to help us spread the message of the podcast, because a lot of our guests, like I said, are using this platform to spread their message, to get discovered. So in order to help our guests get discovered, we need help to get discovered ourselves, if that makes sense. So please, you know, if you guys are listening regularly, you know, share it with your family, your friends, tell them that it's cool, right? Tell them that I'm a good host, and then let them take it from there. But yeah, welcome to season two.
Welcome to the, because it's not coming out right now.
Yeah, this is not part of season two. It's like the epilogue.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Epilogue.
You mean the prologue.
The prologue. Oh. What's an epilogue?
That's after. The end.
Oh, no.
Dang it's okay. It. We, had it. A, we had a bookworm here to save you.
Dang it, guys. Oh, that's another thing. You guys are going to love this season. That's a guest that I forgot that we had on. But yeah, so anyway, Brownsville. Anyway, we'll see you guys, okay, pretty soon. Once again, a lot of the episodes are already recorded. We're just working on editing them. We'll see you pretty soon on a Monday.
And in the coming weeks.
In the very near coming weeks. But again, we're kind of dating this. So no matter what time you're listening to this, welcome to season two. We're glad you're here. We're glad to still be with you. And
we're glad you're asking for it.
We're glad you're asking for it. And all we have to say now is happy listening. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. And we're good.